Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It's usually Trish Clark and Carl Bott, but Trish is, still recovering from that back thing she's got going. So we all wish her just the very best, and she'll be back soon. So, good morning. Today is the 21st of March, 7:05 in the morning. News always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Christina's here. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
Brought in macaroons.
Of course. I'm happy to be at work, you always know.
I'm happy to be anywhere right now. So,
for sure.
There we go. All right. And how are you today?
I am wonderful.
Good, good. Today we have Sam Paredes will be our guest today, and as soon as I do the news, and it's from Gun Owners of California. So today, mostly sunny with a high near 69. Tonight, mostly cloudy. And Friday, showers mainly after 11 a.m. It's a high near 58. Showers and possibly thunderstorms Friday night. Saturday is showers and thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m. And wind gust as high as 24 miles per hour. Sunday, it starts clearing up. And even though it says a chance of showers, it says mostly sunny. Monday, a chance of showers. Tuesday, a chance of showers, partly sunny. Wednesday, rain likely. So we're not out of the rainy season yet, so don't put away the raincoats. And the weather reports, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business out of Anderson. Treat their customers like friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They do a lot for our community. They're the group that, you know, they do things and you never hear about it because they just, you know, they do it out of the goodness of their heart. Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. And on the line is Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California, Executive Director.
Yep, you got it, Carl.
Okay, Executive Director. Hey. Hey, Sam. Every time I look at different sites, the Second Amendment seems to be having new problems. And the state of California likes to think they're in the lead, but there's some other states out there, too, that are doing some strange things to take away your Second Amendment rights.
That's absolutely correct, Carl. The Second Amendment has never been under siege like it is right now. But on the other side of that point, the Second Amendment has not been so well defended, successfully defended in courts from sea to shining sea than it has right now. So the news, you know, the major news outlets, the mainstream media, they like to lead with, you know, if it leads, it leads. That's that they sensationalize the news. Whenever it is that we gain victories in the courts, you know, they put it on deep into the news shows, if they even mention it at all. But, Carl, we are winning left and right. And you know, I had the pleasure of going to the legislature this week to testify against another unconstitutional bill. They've got 32 bills introduced in the state of California. We've got states like Maryland. We've got states like Illinois. We've got all over the country that are trying to do crazy stuff. And we have court judges that do not like the Constitution, do not like the Second Amendment, and are fighting really hard to prevent us from exercising our rights.
Well, you know, it's, you know, I know people are fighting it and in a lot of cases winning because it goes directly against their constitutional rights. But there, you know, did I see something that they want that our Democrat friends down in Sacramento, bless their hearts, are wanting to pass an ammo tax or a gun tax, an ammo tax, or is
They actually passed. Yeah, no, they've actually passed an ammo excise tax. It's supposed to go into effect July 1st of this year. It was passed by Assemblyman Gabriel, one of the anti-gun Energizer bunnies, and we are, of course, going to be challenging it in court. And hopefully not allowing it to go into effect at all, because it is clearly unconstitutional. It would be the same, Carl, as the Federal Communications Commission coming to you and saying, you know, Carl, before you broadcast today, you're going to have to pay us an 11% excise tax on all the revenue you gain from your advertising for today, in order to have the privilege of exercising your right to free speech. So it's the same thing with guns. You know, the government says if you don't pay this tax, you can't exercise an enumerated right. Doesn't make any sense. It's unconstitutional, and we will win.
I know, but yet they keep throwing it up there. It's kind of like this that was it SA2 or whatever it is, SB2. They threw all these things in there, so they blocked the part about not being able to carry a firearm anywhere, but yet some of the others they had, like the restrictions they put on instructors in the CCW field, had a huge impact on people being able to go to get their CCW.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Very ingenious. They know that they can't outright ban guns the way they want to. So the way to make it more difficult for people to exercise their right is by going after their instructors, the people that provide the concealed carry weapons permits for them. You know, I spent the last week, part of the week, with Ted Leidy, and we were going over all of the impacts of SB2 and how we are challenging it, and how instructors are working very hard in order to comply with the law so that the CCW holders won't have to wait too long when they need to renew, or those new ones when they apply initially. But, yeah, the state of California said, you know what? We have all of these CCW certification agencies out there that have been certifying instructors to go out and teach, and then the sheriffs accept a bunch of them, and then they go ahead and issue their permits. And so the state said, oh, we need to do this better. We need to be more safe. So only instructors that have passed the police officer standard and training, firearms instructor or range master class, or the BSIS, basically the armed guard process through the Department of Consumer Services, or from an accredited school, the DOJ has permitted to teach this. Well, there are no accredited schools in the state of California. BSIS is for armed guards who are carrying open, and post has traditionally been available only to law enforcement. So they knew exactly what they were doing. They were squeezing the instructors. NRA instructors, USCCA instructors, military instructors, federal law enforcement agency instructors not qualified. And the sad thing is,
NRA instructors that was kind of like the gold bond of it. Nobody, they weren't, you couldn't do NRA, USCCA, which is Concealed Carry Association, any of these. Uh-huh. They were not counted in there, even though they've been the gold standard for years throughout the United States.
Yep, you're absolutely correct. And the funny thing is, Carl, with all of the various instructors we have in the state of California, how many CCW holders have committed a crime in the last 10 years?
Zero.
They have 100% success in graduating and certifying concealed carry weapons permit holders in the state of California. And the state of California says, oh, but we can do it better. Well, you know, that's full of teeth dip, as John Wayne would say. But, yeah, that's what we're fighting.
Well, I tell you what, we got to take a quick break here, but I want to come back and also discuss that, and then other things that we're seeing the state is coming up with in their little cauldron of stupidity. And I know you have to run because you've got another meeting at a little bit later on, so we'll get you out of here in time for that. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is truly a community bank. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff. 2 right here in Reading, and the newest branch down in Anderson. They've been in the business 17 years, making local dreams achievable, moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank is truly a bank of the of Shasta County. Well, and Tehama County, too, but local. So learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California.
Join us on April 4th at the Wind River Events Center for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Chloe Cole. She will discuss the issues of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
While this event takes place at Wind River Resort and Casino, it does not necessarily reflect the beliefs or values of Red Rancheria.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention adventure seekers. Save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Tonight, I don't want to let you go to sleep.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bach. And good morning, everybody. 7:20 in the morning here on the 21st. It looks like it's going to be a great day with a high near 69. Our guest is Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California, and we've got a caller in with a question. So good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
And good morning, Nick. What's your question?
Well, I more of a statement. I noticed the political atmosphere in our country and the threats of a civil war and people shooting and this and that. And I think with your classes, and Sam could express this across the state, we need to start teaching these people with CCR's kill shots, because a lot of people think if you just hit somebody in the leg, they fall down dead. You need to teach them how to shoot them right in the eyeball or the neck to drop them and get them out of the way.
Okay. An interesting comment, but wrong. But wrong, Nick. Okay.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Goodbye, Nick. Just turn. Okay, Sam, why don't the instructors teach people to shoot, if you're under attack, to aim for the head?
Well, let me, that's a very interesting topic, and I just did some research. This is serendipity. Even snipers, the top military snipers, do not aim for the head. They aim for center of mass in order to stop the threat with the greatest probability of success. If you miss the head, bad things will happen. If you miss, if you're a little sideways, up or down on the center mass, the chances are you're still going to have effective fire and stop the threat. We don't shoot to kill. We shoot to stop deadly force, a threat that is against us. We are also mindful of people that are around us, behind the threat, and we want to make sure that all of our use of deadly force is concentrated on that threat. But even today's snipers, they don't take headshots. I was fascinated to read about so many of our top famous snipers. They didn't go for headshots. They went for center body of mass.
Well, and there isn't a law enforcement agency out there that teaches to shoot for the head or the leg or the arm. It's always center mass to stop the threat.
Right.
And as long as it's a threat, you continue firing, which is why in some cases, if you had three or four policemen being faced by a threat with a guy with a gun, they all shoot. And it's not like, oh, hey, Sam, it's your turn, you shoot. No, they all shoot. And that's why I said, oh, somebody shot 15 times. It's, you've got three or four law enforcement officers shooting at one time to end the threat. So as good as it sounds, it's not movies. So you always aim center mass. Okay. What other great things are we expecting from the state of California, Sam? I mean, you're testifying daily up there going, what are you people thinking of?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I start out most of my, or a lot of my testimony with, well, here's another unconstitutional proposal that we are going to be opposing, and I'm starting to have kind of fun with them. But the fact of the matter is they've got SB 53 by Senator Portantino that's going to require us to lock up all of our guns all of the time, when they're at home, when in our vehicles. We've got a bill that's going to require insurance companies, homeowners insurance companies, to survey you to find out about how many guns you have, where do you store them, in the home or in outbuildings or in your garage or in your vehicle. And then the insurance companies are supposed to scrub that information with any identifiers and then provide it to the Department of Justice so they can develop policy to know where people keep their guns. Well,
I mean,
then you've got the queen of them all right now is another Portantino bill, 1160, which is going to call for everybody to register every gun they have every single year. And, of course, you're going to have to pay for it. So
people don't realize that more than half of the guns that are legally owned in the country, but especially here in California, are not registered. They don't have to be registered. They were owned and possessed prior to the registration laws. And, you know, guns are not, you know, they don't spoil, they don't go rotten or anything like that. They last a long time. So those guns are legally owned by people. And the state of California wants to know where all of them are and who has them in order to develop new policy. Senator Portantino wants to know who has what guns and how many.
And then they're going to know, and then if the other law is passed, they're going to know exactly where you keep them.
Yep.
You know, and here's the thing that's kind of surprised me. I almost hate saying it out loud. But, you know, when you fill out your ammo, when you buy ammo, you have to go through an instant background check.
Correct.
God help you if you've moved. If you've moved and you have another address. I mean, no matter what you bring in. Nope, sorry, it's got to be on your ID card or your driver's license. But in this thing, they've got all these questions that you don't have to fill out. They're looking at the type of ammo you've bought and how much. And I'm not sure, you know, it's been a while since I bought ammo. I'm not sure if it says why you're using it. I don't think you have to answer that. You just, the type of, the caliber of the rounds and how many. But there's other boxes in there that if they fill out, so, you know, that they could cross-reference it and say, well, you just bought 500 rounds of 9mm. Yet now we're looking at your registered firearms. There's no 9mm there. You don't have a 9mm. Then what happens?
Carl, you're sounding paranoid, but you know what? It's not paranoid when that is exactly the truth of what they have the capabilities of doing, and they're setting up the system to do just that.
Yep.
They want to know where all the guns are. We're talking about pre-World War II Poland type of a gun control. We want to know where all the guns are so that we can come get them when we need them. And that's what they are setting up. I'm going to thank Senator Portantino the next time I see him when I testify against his registration bill, because this bill is going to give us the opportunity to sue, to overturn the firearms registration system that we have in the state of California, because it absolutely implicates the Second Amendment and affects our rights. It costs us money, and then they're going to have to prove that there was a historical analog going to 1791 where they had a registration system. Well, that didn't exist. That means that the registration system in the state of California is unconstitutional, and the left is going to be apoplectic when they find out that their assault weapons registration, their drones registration, all of these registrations of firearms are going to go away. They're going to be deemed unconstitutional. Now what are they going to do? It's going to be a beautiful day.
You know, the bottom line is, You want to cut back on gun crime and, you know, all this. You take people that use guns in robberies and shootings and you put them in jail, and then you extend because they used a gun. But then I think we said, you know, they took that away. You know, somebody uses a gun in a robbery. Okay, your robbery is 10 years, armed robbery is 10 years, but hey, we're adding another, you know, 5 on there because you used a gun. There isn't a legal gun owner out there that doesn't approve of something like that, because we don't use our firearms in robberies or in, or walking around shooting people. We're not members of gangs. You don't get a CCW. You don't do a background check. When people are seeing so many things happening, they're out there buying guns by the millions throughout this country. It's amazing how they want to punish the law-abiding citizens by putting so many laws out there. And then if you don't obey every one of them, they can come in and take your guns and arrest you.
Yep.
Because you didn't do something that they said. Sam.
Carl, that's why, you know, it, we can either stand there and let our heads explode, or we can band together and fight this all the way. And that's what we're doing, and we're being successful. That doesn't mean, you know, the anti-gun leftists are like cockroaches. The more you try to kill them, it's almost impossible that they come back to life. They're like zombies, you know. And so we know that we're going to have to contend with them constantly. But we have to gain these victories on so-called assault weapons, large capacity magazines, storage laws, 10-day waiting periods, open carry, concealed carry, sensitive places, micro stamping. We have to challenge all of these things to get a baseline. And frankly, thanks to Heller, McDonald, Caetano, and Bruin, these Supreme Court cases, the state is ready for us to fight for victory. We just have to go out and get it.
Okay. Now, do you have a few more minutes after this break?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I've got till 8 o'clock, buddy.
Oh, you have till 8?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, then, if that's the case, we've got another two segments here. So we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, voted the best of the North State in the Record Searchlight poll, because they are. A great selection of jewelry, locally owned, locally operated, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And I shop there for Linda. Linda shops there for Linda. Trish shops there for Trish. It's just a great place. Good people, fair prices, and integrity at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I can still hear his voice when I put it to my shoulder. It comes like a woman, son, it's all how you hold her. Taught me a whole lot more than how to hunt. One of these days.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Attention, all poker enthusiasts. Don't miss out on action-packed fun and incredible prizes. Head to Wind River Resort and Casino Poker Room for our Casino Royale event on Friday, April 12th and 26th, starting at 3 p.m. Get ready for the thrill of Texas Hold'em, because the first nine players to sign up for a Limit Texas Hold'em game will receive a $30 add-on and a raffle ticket for a chance to win amazing prizes. And that's not all. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., there'll be two hot seat winners drawn every half hour to win dining vouchers or $100 cash. Also, there's something extra for the fashion-forward poker stars out there. Dress in your finest formal attire and receive $50 in free slot play. And our judges will award the best-dressed guest with $75 in chips. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Your Talk Radio. Good morning, 7:35 in the morning here on the 21st of March. About 50 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day going up to 69 degrees today. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. Think about that. High ratings from Medicare and Medicaid. What else? Oh, it's a teaching hospital that has brought in 13 residents this year. And it's part of a three-year program that's ongoing. They're bringing in 10 this year. They brought those 13 in last year, bringing in 10 more this year, and they're going to have like a contingent of 25 residents every year. Working at Shasta Regional, working at the hospital and various clinics around town during the residency. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm on the phone with Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Sam, I have to admit, you know, having you on the show, it gets my blood going. I'm fired up and ready to go. The part that just annoys me, again, I've got a Korean War vintage firearm. I think it's like 1950 or something. It may be older than that. You know, it has markings from the Korean Army on it, though. So I imagine it's, you know, probably maybe even World War II. Who knows? But they want to know that I have that, and they want to know where it's at. They want to know how I'm keeping it. They want to know my ammo. I mean, all these things. I mean, I don't even know if this thing's been fired in 40 years. But, I mean, I really don't. It's an old M1 carbine, and I got it. I got it years ago. And, but it's, you know, something that I guess I could even hang up on the wall. But the state wants to know I have that.
Yes, they do. And it frankly is none of their business. They don't need to know what happens, what we have in our safe, what we do in our bedroom, what we do, what we eat, what we drink, what we drive, what we put into our cars to make them go. It's none of their business. But the busy bees at the legislature think it is their business. And that's one of the reasons that they are like $70 billion in the hole, because they have so tried to choke off freedom and liberty in California that many of the top tax payers in the state of California have gone to other states because of this nanny government that we have here. And now they don't have enough money to pay for all of their boondoggles. So you just watch. They're going to go through gymnastics trying to balance the budget, which they're required to do, but that impacts gun control. You know what, Carl? They always have enough money to fund gun control programs because that is such a high priority to them. It tells you that they know they cannot control us the way they want to until they can control our guns. Guns aren't just for self-defense. They are our founding fathers. Enumerated that right, protected that pre-existing right so that we can protect against dangers from outside the country, inside the country, criminals, and for tyranny. And you know what? golly, the California state legislature is marching towards that T word. They're just, but we're going to beat them, and they're going to hate it, and we'll just keep fighting them.
Well, we can as long as we have a Supreme Court that is that are constitutionalist, that say, you know, that have rulings like, well, wait a minute, you can't just make this stuff up. Yeah, pass a law. I mean, did we have this in 1791? No. Well, then why can you do it now? I mean, it was, you know, and all the old bromides. I haven't heard these lately about. Well, in back then they had single shot muskets, so they weren't looking at, you know, at semi-automatic firearms. No, they were just using the incredible technology that was there at the day. They knew it was going to change. That's why they said it. They didn't say muskets. They said firearms. You can defend yourself.
Yep.
You know, against an overbearing government, or you just had the right to have these.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they would be wrong, of course, which is par for the course, because back in 1791 and before, they had multi-shot guns like pepper boxes and duck foot.
Yep.
There was even a high-capacity semi-automatic pneumatic gun that was taken by Lewis and Clark across the country to impress Native Americans and to be able to hunt. So, yeah, they had semi-automatics, and they knew that they existed. Or else they wouldn't have contracted Lewis and Clark to go across the country on discovery. So they're already wrong. And the law says that all items, all weapons that are in common use for lawful purposes, not for self-defense, but for lawful purposes, which encompasses everything, a recreational shooting, self-defense, defense of country, collecting, memorabilia, all of that stuff is included under lawful purposes, are protected by the Second Amendment, and the only way you can pass a law that affects them is by finding a historical analog that existed in 1791. Now, the state of California, they want to go to laws after the Civil War, where government came up with gun control laws to prevent newly freed slaves. The list was Negroes, mulattoes, Native Indians and others who they did not want to be armed. So they passed gun control laws. And the state of California is using those gun control laws as justification for the laws that they're passing now. That is despicable.
Terrible. We got another caller. Stone.
Yes, sir.
Stone, do you have a question? Hello, Stone? Stone.
I'm here. There's always a delay.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
one quick question for Sam. Does Gun Owners of California have an official position on the Baird v. Bonta open carry case? That's the only question I have. Thank you.
Do you have an official position on, I didn't quite get the name, but it was the open carry case?
Yes, we are 100% in support of open carry nationwide. We are absolutely no compromise. We're actually talking to our attorneys to see if we can afford another amicus brief in support of that case. So, yes, we are in 100% support of open carry.
You know, I just saw that the, gosh, what was it? It's Alabama or Arkansas or someplace passed constitutional carry, which means that there's like 27 states in the United States?
29.
Okay.
29 states.
So. Okay, so another two have passed. Now,
yep.
When we come back from this break, can you explain to people what that means?
Sure.
And because more states have it than don't, and so it's I think it'd be interesting when people hear this, what exactly this means. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Spend a toe-tapping evening listening to the music that defined an era. The Shasta College Jazz Big Band Ensemble. Hear styles of music from Glenn Miller, Duke Ellington, and Count Basie. March 22nd, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. General admission is only $5, directed by Zach Gifford. Contact the theater box office at 530-242-7573 or go to shastacollege.edu arts events for more information.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Carl Bott today, 7:48 in the morning here on the 21st for 59 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day today. On the line is Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. We're going to talk about constitutional carry, but before we do that, we have another phone call. Terry, good morning. That's why we don't do that, okay? That's why we
don't do what?
No, we had this horrible sound coming across.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. So,
how are you, Sam?
Oh, Sam, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Can you hear Terry?
I cannot.
Okay, never mind. Okay, Terry, because we're just switching phone systems here, tell me what the question is, and I'll pass it on to him.
Well, the thing is that I think the last caller was talking about Baird versus Bonta.
Yeah.
And that did go to a three-judge court not too long ago and got kicked back to Judge Mueller back in federal court because they have to rule something. And she apparently was out of line and was scolded by a three-judge panel from the Ninth Circuit, which is shocking in itself.
I remember that, yeah.
So that just happened, and I got a call from Mark day before yesterday. There's a lot of stuff going on, but frankly, no one is helping him. So I was trying to figure out where Sam was saying he's helping or they're helping.
Well, what they said, they're 100% behind it. So I'll tell Sam that. Thanks, Terry.
Well, no. One more quick thing.
Okay.
The other thing I think that's we need to know, and that is that a 26-150B2 is an open carry permit that's allowed in Shasta County because we're under 200,000. Okay. I had asked our sheriff for a 26-150B2. I don't have a record. I asked him for one. He said, well, I don't issue those. And I said, well, why not? You know, he said, well, first of all, because concealed carry is more tactically superior. And my question was, if it's tactically superior, then why did the officers go around carrying openly? And his answer was, well, it deters crime. And I said, well, don't we have that same right you do? We're your employers. His response was, well, I believe in the right of the Second Amendment, but I won't allow an exposed weapon. And my only question is, how do you put the word allow and right in the same sentence?
Okay.
But I'd like Sam, if he could, to elaborate on exactly what they're doing to help Mark.
I will paraphrase that. Okay. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Sam, you didn't hear that, right?
I did not.
Okay. What he was saying was that case that Stone talked about was kicked back, you know, for open carry. And that they need help in that because it went back to the original judge and she was scolded by which her actions on it that he had not heard that Gun Owners of California was backing that 100%.
We are in support of that case. We have not spend any money on amicus brief. When it goes back to the district court, that you don't do amicus briefs on district court, you go at the appellate court level.
Okay.
And right now, Carl, we are involved in over 30 lawsuits. Many of them are own lawsuits right now. And some of the cases, as they are ruled on, will impact other cases that are making it through the judicial system, and I believe that open carry is going to be vindicated across the country, it either through this case or one of the others. If we can raise the money to help in this case, we'd love to do it. Right now we have our hands full, and if anybody wants to look at the number of cases we're involved in, would be happy to share all that information with them.
Okay. So, the second part of that was there's a law that says if you're under 200,000 in a county, the sheriff can say you can say that there can be open carry. And
that is correct. That is correct. Under California law, if you're a county under 200,000, the sheriff can issue permits for people to open carry, but they can only open carry in their county. They
right.
cannot open carry outside of their county. So I wish all of the sheriffs would say, if that's the only way that I can ensure that our residents are you know, are exercising their rights properly, I would do it. It's fraught with all kinds of legal and liability issues that the sheriffs are considering. We don't necessarily agree with them on all these things, but, you know, they are under the gun by the Department of Justice, just like we are. DOJ does not like sheriffs because they exercise too much autonomy out there in enforcing the law. And so there's no question there are issues out there that need to be addressed. And we're trying to do them all. We're drinking from a fire hose right now. As I mentioned earlier, you know, assault weapons, magazines, waiting periods, ammunition, microstamping, roster, all of these things we're in deeply involved in right now. And we want to do everything. And we're going to keep trying to work hard so that we can participate in everything. We haven't done that yet.
Okay, so now quickly, what is constitutional carry and why have 29 states approved that?
Well, constitutional carry is a concept where the state does not believe that legal residents of their state need a permission slip from the government in order to exercise an enumerated right like the Second Amendment. In other words, you don't need a CCW in order to carry concealed. If you are a law-abiding citizen, you should be allowed to carry any legal firearm concealed if you choose to do so. If you're a criminal and you conceal carry, the law is going to whack you. But they're going to err on the side of the law-abiding. We have 29 states with the addition of South Carolina and Louisiana a little earlier last month. So that we now have 29 states who believe that the Second Amendment is the only permit that anybody needs. Now, some of them still offer concealed carry weapons permits to their residents if they want to do it in order to have reciprocity with other states. There are states who recognize other states' concealed weapons permits. Of course, we don't recognize here in California anybody's concealed carry weapons permits, which is wrong. But that's the bottom line. It's freedom and liberty as our founding fathers envisioned.
Gee, imagine that. I know we tell people how to go to Arizona and apply for their concealed carry because the Arizona one is recognized in, gosh, I know it changes, but, you know, 27, 30 states, something like that. So that if you've got your concealed carry in California, then you can carry in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, any of those places like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, Sam, we only got a couple minutes left. I want, you know, because of the work that you all do, the great work you do, but it takes money. And people need to join Gun Owners of California or be able to donate some money there. So how do they do that?
Well, first of all, to all of your listeners in the greater, you know, Shasta County, Redding area, metropolitan, I hate to call it metropolitan area because it's not. It's free rural America. Thank you for so many of you who have joined Gun Owners of California and been supporting us for many years. If you want to be a part of this process, go to gunownersca.com, GUNOWNERSCA.com. There you can find out about most of the cases that we're, lawsuits we're involved in, what's happening in elections and what's happening in the legislature, and we give you an ability to be able to communicate with the legislature when you want to support or oppose legislation. All it takes is money to be able to do all of these things, and we invite anybody from the comfort of your couch. You can donate $35 a year to be a member, and you would be doing more than the vast majority of gun owners are to fight to protect your rights. We've been doing this since 1975. We're the oldest pro-gun political action committee in America, and we are going to continue to do it until the Second Amendment is fully restored and our rights are protected in perpetuity for us and our future generations.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. You know, I would love to go down there one time when, you know, when you're testifying and say, I brought a guest here. And I would say, you know, here I am, 32 years in the Marine Corps, concealed carry instructor for 15 years, never been arrested, you know, I have, you know, this blah, blah, blah. Why do you want to keep me from owning a semi-automatic rifle? Can you explain to me why you want me to not, and then, you know, not to be able to exercise my constitutional rights? And have them tell me why. That's what I just like to hear. Just tell me why, any of you up there, tell me why I don't have that right.
Yeah. Well, you that would be fun, Carl. I'm bringing you with me one of these days.
I just want to ask that question. And I said the vast majority of gun owners in California are just like me. Almost all are like me, law-abiding citizens. Why do you want to take that right away? I don't know. I don't know, Sam. It just, and you're right. They always have money for that.
Yep, they do.
Hey, thank you so much for what you do, Sam, you and Gun Owners of California, and so much for being on the show today. It's always good to have you on. You can explain everything. And, you know, and the fact that you are fighting for the rights of all Californians, no matter what party they're in.
That's correct. It's always always an honor and a pleasure, Carl. Look forward to being with you again soon.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. Hey, when we come back after the news, we're going to have the new regional cancer center that's going to be built down off Cypress. We're going to be talking to the CEO of that and Jake Mangus. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Haiti is facing continued violence and unrest.
Armed gangs have launched new attacks in the suburbs of Haiti's capital. The once peaceful outskirts of Port-au-Prince were caught under heavy gunfire from gangs. Haiti's National Police Force remains understaffed and outmatched. Just a day before, gang members could be seen running in the streets of the capital. The U.S. rushed to evacuate its citizens, dozens heading to Florida. Gunmen in Haiti have set fire to police stations, forced the closure of Haiti's main international airport, and stormed the country's two biggest prisons, releasing more than 4,000 inmates. I'm Karen Chamas.
Existing home sales increased to a one-year high in February as supply improved.
The National Association of Realtors says home sales jumped 9.5% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.38 million units, the highest level since February 2023. Economists had forecast home resales would fall to a rate of 3.94 million units. The rebound occurred despite a plunge in pending home sales in January.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A gunman ambushed police officers during a prison inmate transfer in Boise, Idaho, and now there's a manhunt for two people. Three corrections officers were shot and wounded. Secretary of State Blinken says the gaps are narrowing in indirect negotiations between Israel and Hamas over another ceasefire and hostage release. Blinken is on his sixth visit to the Mideast since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. The number of Americans signing up for unemployment benefits fell slightly last week, another sign the labor market remains strong. Stocks higher in trading this morning. More at townhall.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Laura Trump provides a fresh and honest perspective on the issues that matter to you on The Right View podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The number of Americans, and I think this is part of the problem right now, the number of Americans getting their news from TikTok quadrupled in the past 3 years. It really kind of terrifies me for what is to come for this country.
Subscribe to The Right View on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
As Congress scrambles to avoid a partial government shutdown, Republican Senator Rand Paul says he will hold up passage of the spending package that must be passed by midnight tomorrow. Bob Agnew reports.
The reasoning behind the threat is not surprising, coming from perhaps the Senate's most outspoken budget hawk. Paul says, quote, "I will hold it up primarily because we're bankrupt and it's a terrible idea to keep spending money at this rate." Paul says he'll be pushing for a number of amendments and complains the bills, as written, will lead to a $1.5 trillion deficit for the year. Bob Agnew reporting.
California wants to pay doctors more money to convince them to see more Medicaid patients. Democrats have greatly increased the number of people eligible for Medicaid in the state, but the rates Medicaid pays doctors have not kept up. Medicaid is the government-funded health insurance program for people with low incomes or disabilities. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Los Angeles Dodgers have fired the interpreter for its star Japanese player Shohei Ohtani following allegations of theft.
Ippei Mizuhara had been like Shohei Ohtani's shadow, accompanying the Japanese baseball star on practices, games, and press conferences. Now the longtime interpreter stands accused of massive theft. According to the American Sports Network, ESPN, at least $4.5 million were transferred from Shohei Ohtani's bank account to a bookmaker. Mr. Mizuhara initially told ESPN that he'd asked the baseball star for help with his gambling debts, but then changed his story, now saying that Ohtani did not know about the issue and had not transferred any money. The team's senior communications director has told the BBC that they're still gathering information and confirmed the interpreter has been fired.
The BBC's Shaima Khalil. The firing took place while the Dodgers opened the season with games in South Korea. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with usually Trish Clark, but Trish isn't here with us today. She is getting over a back problem, and we wish her a speedy recovery. So, today, the 21st of March, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
I think I've lost the weather, but I know it's good. It's here someplace. The Hey, Christina, what national day is it?
So, let's see. Today is, looks like a pair of national days. There's a lot of national days.
Oh, just give me the first two.
Today is National Memory Day and National California Strawberry Day.
California Strawberry Day.
Is it specially?
I don't know. California strawberries. Let me see. Let me make sure. Can you hear better now? Okay.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, it's... Let me try this.
We'll work on it over here. How about now?
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
Too much? Too little?
Good.
Okay. We have a lot of moving parts here when it comes to our earphones, but not the microphones, thank goodness. National California Strawberry Day. Cool. Hey, weather. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 69. Tonight, cloudy at a low around 49. Now, Friday, showers, mainly after 11 a.m. Possibly thunderstorms Friday night. Saturday, showers with thunderstorms. Chance of precipitation is like 100%. And then we're looking at Sunday, mostly sunny, but a slight chance of showers. Monday, a chance of showers. Tuesday and Wednesday, rain likely. So we haven't gotten out of the rain part of our forecast here in March. So be prepared. Keep your raincoats around you. But today is going to be beautiful. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, family-owned business out of Anderson that treats their customers like warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And they do a lot of things for our community. They take care of a lot of things that you'll never hear about. Won an award for hiring veterans as the Small Business of the Year for hiring veterans. All out there at Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, the other day I was sitting in the, I'm a member of the Radio Rodeo Association, and we had our media day. But we also announced a partnership with this organization. And frankly, it was the first time, I'd heard about it, knew that it was happening, but really didn't know that much about it. And it's the Regional Cancer Center that's going to be built here starting soon. And so I took that opportunity to invite to the show today Jake Mangus, who is the president of Mercy North Foundation. Is that right?
Yep, Mercy Foundation North, okay. Which is the philanthropic arm of our local Dignity Health hospitals here in the North State.
Well, on your little tag you wore the other day, it said...
Oh, that was helpful, huh?
Chief,
I should have had that.
What was it? Chief...
Chief Cook and Bottle Washer
Chief...
Chief Philanthropy Officer.
Yeah, and I said, I really don't think you should have that, having that says Chief Philanderer. And you said, no, it's philanthropist. Philanthropist. And I looked at it. I said, oh, okay, you're right. But the real reason you're here is because of Dr. Dave Civilier.
Good morning.
Good morning, who is one of the mover and shakers behind this.
I really want to preface this by saying that You know, I was attracted to this opportunity because of the impact that Mercy Hospital makes in our community, as well as St. E's in Red Bluff, Mercy Mount Shasta in, obviously, in Siskiyou County, and Dignity Health Connected Living, which is our food bank and Meals on Wheels. But if there was one project that I was brought in to assist with, it was this one, the Regional Cancer Center. Usually, I'm running point. I'm out there, you know, carrying the load. In this case, I have Christian McCaffrey, and that's Dr. Dave Civilier. He is our volunteer campaign chair. We had a chance to talk about this on a trip we just took where he was spotlighted for his campaign excellence, that he played football in high school and college, so it's appropriate that you give him the football and you let him take it from there. So most of this conversation today, you're going to hear from Dr. Dave Civilier, and we're so grateful for his volunteer leadership.
You know, doctor, I heard you speak the other day, and it was great. But the Christian McCaffrey, now, that's the guy that can run, throw, catch, can do it all. That's, you know, those are, I'm being compared to you. That's a big load for Christian McCaffrey.
Well, I wish I could do all of those things well. But, yes, I was a former football player in high school, Jake, just like you probably were. But, yeah, I'm very proud to be part of the volunteer effort at Mercy Foundation North. I retired from my practice of family practice here in Reading. I moved to Reading in 1977, so Reading's definitely my home now. And I got to the point when I retired that I realized it was time for me to give back to the community. I was so busy when I was working, and I felt really a guilt trip that I hadn't had the time to give back to the community. So now I said, what can I do? And Mercy Foundation North was something that was near and dear to my heart because over their 40 years of existence, they have raised well over $80 million, where every dollar has stayed in the North State to help medical projects in mainly the three hospitals that Jake just mentioned, but also hospice services and food bank services in our area. By far, our largest project that we've ever taken on, though, is the development of this new regional cancer center. This is a $70 million project, so big-time stuff. And we were asked to raise $10 million towards the purchase price of this project. In the past, we've raised $1 million for emergency room upgrades in Mount Shasta and $500,000 for pediatric projects, but by far our largest project to date. And I'm pleased to say that in the 2 years that we've been trying to raise that money, we're within $1 million now of that goal. So a great effort in the North State to raise money for a very needed project.
Well, let's talk about the project. What exactly is the Regional Cancer Center?
Well, a Regional Cancer Center is a concept that has basically taken off nationwide, and that's a concept in which you try to get all cancer services other than surgery under one roof. Now, that's for a couple of reasons. It's for ease of the patient and their family, knowing that they always go to one location to get everything done about their cancer care. But it's also much more efficient for the hospital. They don't have to have redundant services in multiple places around town. Currently in Reading, if you're treating your cancer, you probably go to three or four or five different places to see your oncologist, to maybe get a scan done down at MD Imaging, to go to laboratories, to get a blood transfusion, to have your chemotherapy. So I call that hopscotch care. You're just bouncing all over town. And a regional cancer center will be where we have all of those services under one roof. In fact, we'll have even additional services. There will be social services there. There'll be wig fittings there. There'll be all kinds of things that cancer patients need. Regional is a key word in that regional cancer center because this is not only going to serve Reading, but it's going to serve probably about six counties in our North State. So we're looking at the three counties where Dignity Health has hospitals, Tehama, Shasta, and Siskiyou. But we also get patients from Modoc, Lassen, Trinity, and even as far as Humboldt County over on the coast. So this will truly be a regional cancer center. And our goal is to get to the point where we don't have to send as many patients out of the area to receive their care. Cancer care is difficult. I mean, it's a very difficult disease to treat. It's a long-term treatment over months. To have to get in your car and drive south down to Davis or to the Bay Area, and even worse, to have to drive back after you've received a chemotherapy treatment, is not something that you want to have your cancer patient have to do. You don't feel well after some of these treatments.
So the bottom line is, we want to keep it here. We want to provide the the best care, and like you said, where people don't have to travel anywhere.
Exactly. Okay. And the problem is, we're maxed out right now in Shasta County for care.
Okay, that's a good place to stop, and then we can come back in and talk more about the construction and the other things that will be available there. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back with Dr. Dave Civilier and Jake Mangus.
At the Wind River Event Center for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Chloe Cole. She will discuss the issues of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch Gender Transformation and learn about transgender movement facts. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
While this event takes place at Wind River Resort and Casino, it does not necessarily reflect the beliefs or values of Reading Rancheria.
Get ready for a night of musical enchantment with Edwin McCain in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, April 5th. Immerse yourself in the magic of his unforgettable hits like I'll Be and I Could Not Ask for More. Get your tickets now and let the music take you on a journey you won't forget. Tickets include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Street Fight Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Trish isn't here today, but I am. I'm always here. Some days, I think. Maybe I won't be there tomorrow, but I'm always there tomorrow. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing for you and your family. You want to get back to work. Your employer wants you back to work, but for some reason, it's not happening. The insurance company's got lots of lawyers. Why don't you give Patrick Gorman a call? He is a veteran, a former law enforcement, and he is a scrapper. He's going to fight for you. 530-262-2168. And I'm here with the Mercy Regional Cancer Center. It says Regional Cancer Center. Is Mercy on there someplace, I should say, or just Regional Cancer Center?
Well, we know the name Dignity Health for sure.
Dignity Health. Yeah. Okay, Dignity Health. And we're talking about the Regional Cancer Center. I'm here with Dr. Dave Civilier and Jake Mangus, who is the president of Mercy
Foundation North.
And Dr. Civilier is a volunteer who has just been carrying the load out there, raising money and getting it all put together. Now, either one, can you tell us what this is going to look like, when it's going to start? Doctor.
Let's start with its location. It's going to be in the center of Reading, on the southeast corner of the Cypress Street Bridge. So the back of the building will be facing the Sacramento River, and the front of the building will be facing Hartnell. It's going to be a two-story building, about 45,000 square feet in size. It's going to be a beautiful structure. We've seen some architectural renditions so far.
The ones I've seen are beautiful.
As you cross the Cypress Street Bridge, if you're heading from east to west, it'll be just to your left there, down in that open space, backing up against the Sacramento River.
Well, also, when you're taking over that space and all that, and some of the problems that people have with the numerous people underneath the bridge will go away, which is, even though that's not why you're building it there, is also something else that can assist other people in the area, too, besides the cancer center. I've seen this, and I'm looking at the rendition right now, and it is beautiful. When are you all going to start on this?
Yeah, we hope to break ground sometime in September of this year, and we hope to actually then occupy the building about 15 months after groundbreaking, which would put us right at the beginning of 2026.
Okay. So, as you said, this is going to be like the one-stop shop for people who have had a cancer diagnosis.
Exactly. I mean, that's our goal.
And something you said, that wig fitting, you don't think about that, but with a lot of people that have taken chemotherapy lose their hair, and being able to have a wig that they can work when they're going through this is an important part.
And do you think about a dietitian as part of cancer care? How many cancer patients have difficulty with their appetite? Many. How many cancer patients are losing weight that they don't want to, and they need the help of a registered dietitian? So having services beyond just the obvious ones of someone giving you your chemotherapy, someone giving you your radiation therapy, someone taking that scan to see how your cancer is responding. There's going to be other services there that maybe are in the background but are equally important.
Well, you know, you're also talking about increasing the number of practitioners and people to help.
Exactly. I mean, a building is a building.
Right.
Let's get down to it.
Yeah.
We have to have the correct people inside that building. So when we talk about building a regional cancer center, we're doing it for a couple of reasons. And I mentioned just before the break that in this area, we are maxed out right now for the number of cancer patients that we can handle. And because of that, cancer patients are needing to leave town to get their treatment. And these are people that didn't opt to leave town because they wanted to go to a fancy MD Anderson in Texas or Sloan Kettering in New York City. These are people who are local neighbors of ours who wanted to be treated in the North State. But there isn't room right now.
Well, I see in here, you've got a great handout here. And in it, it says number of oncology outpatient clinic visits, 18,000 per year that we have now. And you're saying that's pretty much maxed out. Upon opening the new center, that can go up to 25 to 28,000 a year projected.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we want to increase the number of people who can be seen locally. Now, to do that, we have to get more practitioners, though. So we need more oncologists, oncologic nurses, physician's assistants, nurse practitioners, all of whom specialize in caring for cancer patients. And that's the difficult thing in the North State. Recruiting physicians to the North State has always been somewhat difficult. Oncologists are no different. In fact, they are super subspecialists. So to get them to come to the North State, you have to offer to them the things that they are used to using to treat cancer patients. Doctors love their toys. So if you're a surgeon, you want the type of equipment you're used to using in your training. If you're an oncologist, you want a regional cancer center. You want everything under one roof because that's where you trained. You trained in a facility just like this. I mentioned that other towns and cities are building these things also. So we are competing for those valuable oncologists. If we don't build one of these, we have almost no chance of recruiting more oncologists to the area.
Okay, well, now that shifts me over to Jake.
Yes, sir.
Jake, who has been in the Chamber of Commerce for years and now to your new position here. Jake, that's been one of the problems that we've been facing for years is getting new physicians into our area. Shasta Regional has the residency program. I think Dignity has one, too. I'm not sure, but I think they have one, too. But getting people here.
I should say we do. We do.
Yeah, we do.
And, Carl, I was one of those residents.
Well, you came through the thing?
Yeah, I came in 1977 till 1979. I was a resident back in Shasta General Hospital when it was still open.
Whoa. That was way before my time.
I probably delivered you, Carl.
It could be. Jake.
He did my brother and sister, so.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is, and this is, and we're going to take a break before we have to answer this, so we can all gather our thoughts here. But that has been a problem. You know, the residency programs, I think, are just wonderful ideas. But getting the doctors, getting their feet on the ground, and getting them here as something that you've addressed many times.
Yes.
So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about that. I thoroughly agree with the good doctor here that if you have the facilities, that will suck some of them in here. But there's other things that we have to do as a community, and let's just kind of address that.
Okay.
Okay, then we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. The pivotal words, barbershop. It's not a hair salon. No, this is the greatest barbershop around. I've been going there for 17 years, never had a bad haircut. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I'd make an appointment at 530-244-9478 just so I can pick a time that's good for me, or you can just drop in. If they've got an open spot, you're going to get a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. Been there since 1960. We'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Transfer options to four-year universities, highlighting how Shasta College's transfer guarantees with all the California State Universities and six of the Universities of California. That's Tuesday, March 26th via Zoom, 6 to 7 p.m. Learn more about how your student can save money and time by transferring from Shasta College. For questions, call Enrollment Services at 530-242-7790 or go to shastacollege.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Tree Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, good morning here the 21st of March, 8:33 in the morning, and it's going to be a beautiful day today. It's going to be like 70 degrees, sun shining, but stand by. Here comes the rain starting tomorrow through next week. Hey, I want to talk about the food drive that's going to happen Wednesday, March 27th at Tri-Counties Bank at 1327 South Street right here in Redding, right down the street from us. Drop off your canned goods and help end hunger in Shasta County. All donations go to the Dignity Health Connected Living Food Bank and the Good News Rescue Mission. Don't bring in the stuff that's been in your pantry for the last 4 years. And, you know, the by-use date is 3 years ago. Just go on out, buy a bag of groceries, and bring it off. Bring all your canned goods down. You can really help people. These are for working families that a lot of times, you know, things get tight at the end of the month. So it really helps them out. That's going to be from 7:30 to 1:30 at Tri-Counties Bank next Wednesday at 1327 South Street. Okay. I'm here with Dr. Dave Sivelier and Jake Mangus. And the question I asked before we went to break was, we're building this new, beautiful regional cancer center. And as the good doctor pointed out, oncologists are a kind of like a substrata in the, I mean, they're very specialized. And doctors like the newest stuff. So this will help with that. But then we, as a community, need to bring in doctors that want to be here. So, Jake, you've been dealing with this at the Chamber of Commerce for a long time. What do we do as a community?
Well, I think that's the key, is what do we do as a community, not just a medical community or, you know, a business community, but it takes everyone, really, when you think about it, because this is a comprehensive thing. If you're going to – we want to be able to recruit and retain talent across industries. This has to be a community that is inviting, a community that when you Google Shasta County, Redding, California, you see positive things. I mean, I've talked to doctors like Dr. Sivelier, Dr. Craig Troggett, who's a retired pediatrician, and they talk about when they were recruited to this community, it was this idyllic setting with a river running through it, a guy with a Stetson cowboy hat catching a fish in the middle of town, and then they were hooked on this place. So
hooked,
you know.
Yeah, I like that.
But it all kind of plays together when you think about what's the health of business locally. Are we able to are we a growing community? Is there a base of patients that are going to sustain a practice? You know, those types of things. So I think about how Redding and Shasta County has been known for a place that attracts retirees because we have great quality health care. It's an affordable place to be. The climate is favorable, all of these things. I mean, you can hop on a plane now at Redding Regional Airport and go to San Francisco or L.A. or Burbank or Seattle and maybe Denver by the time this year is up. So we have a lot going for us. And having an amenity like this will give us a chance to further our efforts in recruitment. It isn't a guarantee, and it isn't the one silver bullet, but it is a big help.
Well, it's another arrow in the quiver.
Yep, absolutely. And
to get people here, I mean, to doctors to look at this.
And this project is going to happen. We have just shy of $1 million left to raise, and this is what we call the public phase of our campaign. So that's why, you know, I jumped at the chance to be on the radio today with you and Dr. Sivelier, so that we could say, go to supportmercynorth.org and find out how you can contribute. And Dr. Sivelier always does a great job in presenting this in a way, where people can think to themselves, you know, what can I do?
Yeah, I mean, all of us need to think about our community, and improving health care in one area, building a regional cancer center, we'll probably have some spinoffs. It's going to have some spinoffs maybe to bringing more people into the area. It may improve some business opportunities down there by Cypress and Hartnell area. But it's also going to probably have medical spinoffs, because if you improve one part of medical care and doctors from outside the community hear about the excellence of something that's happening in our area, that attracts other doctors to the area also. So I think there will be some positive spinoff just by getting this project up and running.
I think that, you know, we talk about quality of life up here. You know, that's the big thing. Everybody runs for office, quality of life,
yep.
quality of life, you know, and so I've been watching it for the last 14 years. you know, the fact is we do have our problems. So let's just be honest about it. Not to the extent of many other areas. We have articles written about us that are just specious and not true about Redding being the third most dangerous city in California. Police captain sat right across from me, and I showed him that article, and he looked at the figures. He said, these are all wrong. They're just false. He said, a lot of these are written by AI, and they just throw things together. But see, that went out over you know, over national, and it wasn't like the New York Times or any one you'd ever hear of, it, some other thing. But we do have a great place to live here. And the, you know, the fact is if you can get them here, that I think we can keep them.
But, I agree with you there, Carl.
I really think we can. We've got good schools. Our health resources are good. Our area that we live in is just outstanding. We have, you know, so many things from the symphony to theaters, theater productions all through the year. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But we got to get them here. We got to get their boots on the ground.
Yeah, let me give you an example there. Back when I came to Reading in 1977, there were four of us in the residency class at Shasta General Hospital. And one of my colleagues, his wife was not very excited about coming to Reading, California.
Sure.
Left the city. Didn't really want to go to Reading. No shopping, no whatever. Got here and loved it and stayed here and is still here. So I agree with you. If you get them here and they see the amenities we have, they see the space, the looking out at the distance that we can look at, Mount Shasta, Lassen, the volume of our space that we can see. It's a beautiful area, and that's why I'm still here.
That's why we're still here. We're here because of the people. I mean, I've never lived anywhere in my life longer than 3 years. I mean, in my life. And Linda's been about to – well, her childhood was more stable than mine. But this was the place we decided to put down roots. We have a friend who's a doctor and his wife. She said she cried for the first 3 years she lived here. I cried every day because they had moved from Southern California up here. And she loves it here now. And I'm not going to mention their name because you know them. You would just know them. And she said, first 3 years I cried. But they are so happy that they're here. You can't get them out with dynamite now.
Yeah, unfortunately, on social media, we hear the negatives more than the positives.
Yeah.
And I would ask everyone out there to be more positive in their social media postings. It's like newspapers. You hear the bad news and not the good news. Let the good news out about Reading on your social media posts.
I think that's the bottom line. And, you know, the fact is the people here in Reading are the most giving, caring group that you can find. I know you're here.
Our greatest natural resource.
It is. It's the people. And the fact is they're raising the money. They've raised most of it, but they still need help. You all still need help.
And then the reason, you know, when you think about it, this is – we could build the building. That's great. But there's also something to be said for the environment in which this care is going to occur for not only those receiving treatment but also friends and family that are there. So funds that we're raising are going to support things like the – path of healing that will be next to the building. The river offers a wonderful environment anyway, but there'll be a second story patio in the back where folks will be able to rest and collect their thoughts, and maybe not in July or August, but most of the year. So the other key to this is that, yes, we would love to get $1 million closing gift from a generous benefactor in this community. However, this is also an invitation for a lot of people to participate with us. This is the public phase. A $100 contribution gets your name on the community-facing donor wall that faces the parking lot next to this building. So you can point to it and say, look, I had something to do with this, or my loved one did. So,
and you just sent out a bunch of mailers to that effect.
Did you get one of those?
Oh, yeah. I got one. It even said, Dear Carl and Linda. I'm
yes.
Like, how did they do that for everybody?
Yeah, I personally signed all of them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you know,
I'll personally sign the check.
Carl, this disease is not a disease that people don't know about. I mean,
yeah.
40% of us get cancer in our lifetime. So it's pretty rare to have any family where you can't say, oh, yeah, there was someone in my family with this disease process.
Yeah.
And cancer isn't really one disease. Cancer is several hundred diseases. They all have one thing in common. They have abnormal cell growth occurring somewhere in an organ in the human body. But they're completely different diseases, and they require different treatments. So that's why you need a building like this that has all these treatment options available. You need the people who know how to treat this disease, because it's common, and it is going to happen to one of us or someone in our family or one of our friends or neighbors.
Okay, this is a great place to take a break. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Celebrate the extraordinary women in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch. Sunday, May 12th, seatings are available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy a savory prime rib dinner with a wide variety of sides and desserts for only $45 plus fees per person. Every mom deserves a day as special as she is. All ages welcome, reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Redding.
Creek Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Thursday, the 21st of March, 8:50 in the morning. Going to be a beautiful day today. Enjoy it because the weather starts turning tomorrow. Chances of thunderstorms over the weekend and rain through next week. So enjoy it today. What it means is that by the end of today, I run out and put the tarp over the hay from the last storms we had that blew the roof off the hay barn.
Man, throw some fertilizer on the lawns, too.
Oh, man, I tell you. Hey, I am really happy to have here with me Dr. Dave Sivalier and Jake Mangus from the Regional Cancer Center that's coming in 2026. I'm reading this right off this little handout you gave me. But why we need it here, you build it and they will come. It's one of those kind of things.
That's the hope, for
sure.
That's
the hope.
And that's our chance to improve our community.
Right. Can treat thousands of more patients. One-stop shopping. When I think of this, I think of One Safe Place when they put everything under one roof there. You remember that concept?
Yes, absolutely.
It's the same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. It's the same kind of idea and concept as a cancer center with oncology. Everything from dietitians to wig placement. I mean, that's a big thing for people that lose their hair. Not Jake. And having it here, which will help attract those specialties that we need in the North State here, because you're going to be reaching out. And when you say regional, you mean that. It's going to be touching a lot of people.
It's interesting, Carl, since this has gotten out that we are building this in Reading. So it's a given. We're building this.
Yeah,
we have had one cold call from an oncologist asking us about this facility and when it's going to be available. So that's a good sign. We've never had an oncologist just call and ask us if there's an opportunity to come here to the area. So the word's starting to get out. We hope it will attract those people because that's the key to the success of this program.
Absolutely. And like I said, we're talking about, you know, let's talk cancer. You know, as we pointed out that when we're talking about cancer, that, you know, we have a high cancer rate here in Shasta County for a variety of reasons. And as you said, smoking, obesity. One of the ones I said was, this is, you know, people are outside a lot, so melanoma. And you said that's the fourth largest.
Yeah, in Shasta County, we see the common types of cancers for sure. So, I mean, the highest rate of cancers is generally in every county and every state of the United States going to be breast, colon, lung, prostate in men. But melanoma is very high in this area because of our high sun exposure and people sure. who work outdoors a lot, farmers, loggers, et cetera. Shasta County also, if you look at some five-year statistics, and I don't have anything more current than the 2016 to 2021 five-year period of time, but Shasta County had the third highest rate of all cancers combined, not just one cancer,
right?
But all cancers combined, we have the third highest rate of all counties in California. Now, the top county was Glenn. The second highest was Tehama. Shasta, I just mentioned, was third. And fourth was Butte. And if you look at a map of California, you can see there's a little cluster there in the North State. So we do, based on demographic, socioeconomic conditions, smoking, obesity, and then all kinds of other factors you can throw in there. Is it possibly related to, and you hear everything from groundwater issues, fertilizers, Superfund sites, whatever you want to think of, everything combines to make us slightly higher risk. We're not double the risk of other counties, but we are slightly higher than a lot of counties in California.
Well, you know, you're the first, when people say we got the highest, that's all they say. You're the first one I've heard say, yeah, it's higher, but slightly higher.
Right.
And
I mean, I told you it's 40% risk out of the nursery,
yeah.
We have a 40% risk of developing it in our lifetime. So Shasta County may have a 41% risk.
I see. Okay.
So slightly higher. It does add up to more cancers in our area. But you're right. It's not double. We're not way above average.
Like, now, you just got another partner in this, which I'm really proud of. So, Jake, I'll let you talk about it.
You know, so to the point of cancer touches all of us, either personally or someone we know and love. It takes the community. So what better community partner than the Reading Rodeo Association and the Friends of the Reading Rodeo to partner with us and to give this community an opportunity to step up and buck cancer. So the Friday night of the rodeo this year will be known as the Buckin' Cancer Night. I'm so excited to announce that. Cindy, the GM over there, Bennett Gooch, Baron Browning, Bonnie, Les Mason, all these folks, Carl and Linda, Chicks and Chaps has been good to us for years. So this is expanding upon that commitment that we've had from the rodeo community. The Red Bluff Roundup is good to us year after year. So I said, why not the Reading Rodeo as well? And they said yes. They said yes to a $50,000 pledge from the rodeo to this project. And I think that right there speaks volumes to that organization's commitment to the community and its place as part of the fabric of who we are here in Reading and Shasta County. So we're so glad to announce that partnership. So come out to the rodeo throughout that week in May, but also see us on Friday night for the Buckin' Cancer Night. There'll be merchandise you can purchase. We're talking about a lot of fun, creative ways of giving people a chance to take a stand and say, in our community, we care enough to have a facility like this that's going to provide better opportunities for those that are dealing with this difficult disease.
Well, Reading Rodeo Association was really, really happy to partner up on something that's for our community. You know, we believe we play a part in our community, and we also believe in those ideas, those facilities that will also help our community. So that was an easy sell. The fact is the more that we can do to improve our community, and this will, Regional Cancer Center will do that, the better it is for all of us. You know, we will see that growth. And, you know, like we had projected, the county was supposed to be 230,000 by now. We haven't hit that yet. But it will. It'll hit that. But the way you do that is you bring in business, clear up some of the, you know, little things we have, and you get the local crazy social network off. You know, don't give them anything to write about. And then Dr. Sivalier will have numbers of people calling him saying, I'd like to come there.
Yeah,
you know, do I have to do?
It was Mother Teresa that said, do good anyway. So that's what we look at it.
There you go.
And Carl, what do you think is the number one reason why good, caring people wouldn't give to an excellent project like this? And the number one reason is they weren't asked.
And they didn't know.
So we are asking everyone in the Reading community to think about this as a project as they look at their budget for 2024. Can I give $100,000, $100, $1,000? Everyone is different out there.
It is.
But we need help to close this campaign. We're close. We know it's going to happen, but we still need the help of the community.
How do they do it?
So they go to supportmercynorth.org. And you can probably Google Mercy Foundation North. You could Google Dignity Health, you know, Regional Cancer Center, Reading, California. But supportmercynorth.org. Or you can find us on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram as well. We have a great annual campaign letter going out there right now to the general community and the business community. That's out in circulation. This is the very public phase of this project. This is where we need everyone to do what they can to join with us.
And, you know, and there, two of the cancers you mentioned, breast cancer, colon cancer, found early can be cured.
And, very much so.
I mean, very much so, found early. And, you know,
please, everyone, get that colonoscopy done, regardless of how lousy it sounds, get it done.
Linda had her very first one on the air. She called before.
I thought you did that.
And then Dr. Danuka colonoscopy, and then she called afterwards when she woke up trying to tell people. She says, it's not scary. It's not painful. So I hope that that helped, because we're really sold on preventative care.
Yeah, finding cancer early is the key.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dave Sevalier and Jake Mangus, and this won't be the last time, and we need to keep this aware.
Yep.
Up there.
We'll give you updates, and hopefully we'll have a celebration with you later on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody, have a great day today. This is your last really good day before the weather changes again to more rain, so enjoy it. Cover up your hay. Get that horse out. Get that dog out for a run. And God bless America.
From dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.